Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Carolyn Snelling, and we are going to talk about her latest book in the series for Learning the Fruit of the Spirit. It's called the Fruit of the Spirit series, and the book's very cute. It's illustrated nicely, and it has that little logo of the Fruit of the Spirit series. And I'm going to ask her to actually share the story with us, but first I'd like to talk a little bit about Carolyn. She's been married to Bob for 21 years. She's the daughter of God, which is great because we all should be sons and daughters of God. She has three grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Currently, she is serving in the Radiant Church Assembly of God in Surprise, Arizona. I think that's a great name, too. Has been there since 2005. She's a kids' preschool ministry volunteer, and some of those kids are probably the inspiration of this book.
Yes.
She's the author of Lolly and Pop, Find Kindness, released January 2016. It's the first of 9 books in the Fruit of the Spirit series. So have you written other books, or these titles are the titles of the other books that you're writing?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gamblin. Actually, this is the first book in the Fruit of the Spirit series, Lolly and Pop Find Kindness. And then the other 8, by God's grace, will follow along. I'm hopeful that the next fruit on faithfulness will be available for Christmas 2016. So that's the plan. But other books I've written for preschoolers, one of them is called Christ Cake. It talks about a young boy who actually bakes a cake for Christ for his birthday. But this emphasis is totally on the fruit of the Spirit.
And then the golf series, God, Our Loving Father books.
Yes, those books, actually, they originally started out, I wanted an opportunity to share my testimony. And I think a lot of authors perhaps start out that way. And it was just a great way for me to share my husband's love of golf. And of course, he's my second husband, and he's my mulligan. I don't know if many of your listeners know about the game of golf, but a mulligan is basically a do-over. And I was in a situation where I married too young. I divorced rather early. Bob, actually, his first wife passed away from bone cancer. And so God actually gave both of us a second chance at true love by his grace. So that's what happened. And so I had that book, and then a couple others followed in the golf series. And golf actually is a metaphor for God, our loving father, G-O-L-F. So I used a lot of, or tried to use a lot of golf metaphors and weave them in with Christian principles and made it more for an adult audience, if you will.
Now, I always like to start Homeschool Companion with a story. And I wondered if you would tell us the story of Lolly and Pop and how they find kindness.
I would be happy to and thrilled to. And you were so right in your introduction earlier when you said that some of the kids in the preschool ministry were my inspiration. I have to give them all the credit, because kids at that age are so authentic, they're so genuine, and they're just so kind and loving. And you know when they're kind and loving that they truly mean it. Sometimes as adults, we mask and have to be loving and kind, maybe in situations where we really don't want to be, but kids are just right there. And so I have the privilege of serving and working with them on the weekends. And Lolly is short for a little girl named Lolina. Lolina Cake is her full name, and she lives on Happy Street. And she and her best friend Madeline are playing in the backyard one day when her father, who's a pharmacist, brings home an adopted puppy that one of his customers has brought into the pharmacy in need of a home. And so they take in the dog, and lo and behold, he doesn't have a name, but the vet ends up naming him Pop. And so it's a natural that Lolly and Pop would go together. And she tries to convince her parents of that. And so they end up going then on a walk, the family, at when the father comes home. And they find a very special key in the park. And the key has a letter K on it. So that leads them ultimately to solving the mystery of what the K represents, who it belongs to. Should they try and actually find the owner of the key, or should they keep it themselves? Well, lo and behold, it ends up that, yes, they should find the owner of the key. That's the kind thing to do. But then Lolly's father develops an allergy to Pop, and they may have to give Pop away. And is that the kind thing to do? Well, of course it is. You don't want anybody in your family suffering just at the sake of keeping a dog. But in the very end, she gets to keep Pop, and they get to understand together and find kindness.
That's so heartwarming. I think that every family who really wants to develop in their child a kindness should have a pet.
Yes. Yes.
Because, you know, whether the pet, of course, in this illustration, the being kind to the pet was taking them in because they didn't have a home.
Mm-hmm.
So there's different layers of kindness just in the story itself. Now, you also did some there. It looks like there's a little coloring sheet or a
yes.
worksheet that goes with it.
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning that. Actually, there the coloring sheet has hidden pictures within the coloring sheet to give set up the notion and the idea of actually finding things. And so the child is able not only to do a free download to find to get the picture and then find the missing items and then color it, and they can post it to my Facebook page at Heart of the Cross, so that others can see their beautiful drawings. And then the other activity that we thought was really a way to help hammer home the idea of kindness was to create a counting kindness calendar, to where the child and the parent could, for a period of 30 to 31 days, track kindness activities, so that today they perhaps said something kind to someone, or maybe they wrote a note to someone, or whatever it was, that they could track that then for and create a habit for 30 days of kindness. And it's just a little sheet of 8.5 by 14 paper that's a free download that doesn't have to end in just that 30 to 31 day period. They can certainly carry it forward after that. So just interactive things, I think, to help more to support the story.
Yes. And I think parents underestimate the value of affirming a child's kindness. And those tools are great for affirming how kind your child is.
They really are. They really are. If you've ever spent any time around preschoolers, they warm my heart. They can be so loving and kind. And we have great grandchildren now, and it's so timely that the oldest, Jackson, is 4 years old. And when I see his sweet smile and how absolutely kind he can be, I'll tell you what, that makes me feel just so honored that God would allow me to be his great grandmother, you know,
yes.
What I mean, and to serve him.
That's
so
right.
Awesome.
That's right. And you know, we have enough suffering going on in this world. We really need to stop and appreciate the kindness in a child's smile.
Amen.
You know, it seems like maybe just a perchance thing. Oh, they were going to smile anyway. But that is God's gift to us.
And it absolutely is. You are so right, Doctor.
Now, how old were you when you first began to write? Or how did you know that that was the gift God had given you?
You know, as I said earlier, it really started back in 2007 when I just felt a calling to want to start writing my testimony. I've always enjoyed the written word, but never really felt that I knew what to do with it, basically. So mm-hmm. just started behind the computer and wanted to write and share my love for Bob and how I felt about him and my testimony. And honestly, those books didn't resonate with an audience. I was hopeful that Christian golfers or even Christian non-golfers would embrace the stories, and didn't connect. And so then in 2010, I think it was, when I was putting away some Christmas decorations, lo and behold, I got this story that I'm confident was the Holy Spirit. And I thought, what if these Christmas decorations could change a child's life? And so from that came a story called The Mystery of the Christmas Stars. And what Jesus does is he uses these toys, snow globe, a bear, a rocking horse, and he uses them to change the lives of kids around the world, kids who are suffering with issues like bullying, abuse, illness. And so from that, I just absolutely loved the idea of writing for kids and using that dialogue when it was just felt so natural to me. And then after that came a story of The Mystery of the Golden Christmas Trees, which is the sequel that looks at each part of the Ten Commandments. It uses a chapter, but ultimately points the preteen in both those cases to Jesus at the end. And then, of course, came Christ Cake and then Lolly and Pop. So when you write for children, it just felt so right in my heart to be able to use the words that God wanted me to use to express his goodness and his kindness and his gentleness and all the things that he is, and to help kids embrace those notions. Just felt so right to me. So I just kept on.
You know, I think that budding authors need to recognize the fact that God calls you to write, you don't sit there and go, will this sell? Will people like it? What will people think of it? It's a God thing. God's called you to do it. You might not live to see the fruit of it,
Amen.
But God has called you to do it. How did your grandchildren and great-grandchildren respond to these books? This little Lolly and Pop.
You know,
so
they actually, Jackson has embraced it. In fact, I sent some copies up to his little preschool as well. They have a Christian preschool up in Lodi, California. And they just are so genuine in their how they embrace it. And they say, oh, well, that picture looks funny, or, oh, well, you know, so they'll comment, and it actually helps me make stories better for them for later, because I know, I mean, that's my audience. That's what God is saying. Okay, if they're telling you these things now about little Lolly, good, bad, or indifferent, you better take it to heart, you know, and realize that it's not necessarily what I think is right. But in my audience, I mean, these kids are happy with it or they're not. And you can sure tell both those scenarios.
Yeah. And, you know, parents recognize the fact that at that age, we still want them to be reading and looking at books. We are not quite sure of the harmfulness of the digital screen in small children yet. We still think it might change how their brain is wired. So books are really important at that age, and it's a big insurgent in general. Bookstores are coming back, and people like the feel of a book in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
So it is an art. Writing and getting a book together takes a lot of work. Let's talk about the illustrator. How did you get the illustrator?
Her name is Izzy Bean, and my publisher, actually, Carpenter Sun Publishing, they've worked with her before, and she was so phenomenal to work with. I really felt like she was the one, she and God, brought the story to life. Mm-hmm. And she asked me, she said, well, what do you see with the character? What sort of dynamics do you see? And I said, you know, Izzy, to be honest, the only thing I see is little Lolly with big eyes. I just see kids with his big eyes. And she took the rest of it and just went with it. And boy, did she just make such a statement. I think she just made all the characters so expressive and joyful and really into what they're doing in that moment.
Yes, it's very engaging. If we had time, we could describe some of the pictures. But the cover I'd like to describe, and I'll do it when we come back. We have to take a break right here. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162.
Hey, my name is Jessie, and I just wanted to talk about what bothers me the most is when I'm walking down the hallway on my way to class or my locker and someone says, hey shorty, or hey little freshman. I know I'm short, but why does everyone have to point it out? in my opinion, short people rock. I mean, being tall isn't all that wonderful. They can't do a lot of things that short people can do. And the tall people can do things that short people can't do. We are all different sizes for a reason. I like the way I am. Don't try to change yourself because of other people. You rock the way you are.
This Kids Talk moment was brought to you by Baltimore White Marsh Adventist School. For more information, go to www.bwmschool.org. Welcome back. I'm talking with Carolyn Snelling, and she wrote the book and a number of books, Lolly and Pop, and it's the first book in a series on the fruit of the Spirit. And we had been talking before break about some of the other books. They can see all of them on your website. Do you mind repeating that for us here?
No, not at all. It's www.heartofthecrosspublishing.com. Now, most of those books are going to be available as free downloads, free PDF downloads, and the Lolly and Pop link to Amazon is there on my website as well, and that's available for purchase through Amazon only. Well, and other bookstores, and it's on Barnes & Noble's site as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great resource for parents, for homeschooling families, just a great resource. Can you say it one more time?
Certainly. It's www.heartofthecrosspublishing.com.
Okay, now let's talk about, this is the first of the Fruit of the Spirit. So what is your thinking about what's coming next?
Well, what's coming next, I do have the draft of all the other 8 books, and so I am excited about that. The faithfulness book is timed with a Christmas play that Lolly is going to be involved in. And so many preschoolers at that age, they just love to go to Christmas plays and be part of that dynamic. So I thought that would be a fun way for them, she and Pop, to find faithfulness. And I think he's going to find faithfulness in the way of a peanut butter sandwich, but we'll have to work that all out later.
Okay, you can leave us on pins and needles over that. So Lolly and Pop will be finding faithfulness together?
Yes, will be the idea of the rest of the series, that in one way or another, that together these two, because let's face it, as you mentioned earlier, we learn so much from our pets and, mm-hmm. you know, the way that we treat them, how kind we are, gentle to them, and they are so loyal to us. I truly believe they're blessings from God. So while the preschoolers were inspiration for me, my pet, I have a little Yorkie poo. She too is inspiration for me as well. She's been with me the whole time since I've written book one. And so I've learned so much from her as well. So yes, they definitely will be having their adventures together.
Yes. And my listeners know what I think about animals and, seeing them again in heaven and that kind of thing too. So I might have a little bit of a liberal view, but I can't help but think and looking at scripture, you know, Romans 8 says that all creation waits expectantly,
Amen.
Not just the human beings. And God has given us those pets to show his love. And I think it's such an important component of your series to have this little dog going right along with Lolly in looking at the fruits of the Spirit. Because what are the fruits of the Spirit but an outpouring of what God has put into
Amen.
Us?
Amen. Amen.
Now, tell me a little bit about what a parent should do as far as how they could incorporate this in their homeschooling lessons, or let's say that parent, that the child goes to public school, but they really want them to be spiritually educated as well. Can they use your materials for that?
Oh, most definitely. And as a matter of fact, I think the supplemental calendar of Counting Kindness is something that can cross all lines, whether people have embraced Christianity yet or not. I mean, all of the fruits of the Spirit really are the things, of course, that the Holy Spirit gives us. It's just some of us don't recognize it yet, you know, and haven't yet come to Christ. But if kids can say, hey, I'm doing a kindness calendar, maybe this is something that you want to do too. Come on over, you know, and what kind of kind things did you do today? Here's what I did. So, you know, just a way to get conversation started, I think, is all that our dear Heavenly Father is looking for us to do. I mean, we all know and understand our great commandment and great commission and what our roles are as Christians, to be bold and to speak His truth into people's lives. But little kids, I mean, they don't necessarily have that developmental understanding yet. And so, but what they do have is that honest who they are with other little kids and adults as well. I mean, I've seen plenty of kids at our church that have come to church because they brought their parents to church. And that's because they found out from other little kids, hey, my friend goes to such and such church, you know, I really want to go and try out their program. So I think there's so much power in what children are able to bring to the table. And Jesus talks so much about children. And, you know, let the little children come to me. And we need to understand that as adults, too. Sometimes we get so far afield and get so full of ourselves and taking everything so seriously. And yes, there are serious things to discuss in this world and this life. But my goodness, we've got to just oftentimes embrace things just as children would and be that quiet and still or loud and crazy. It just depends, you know, and that's what I just love about kids. They're just so there and in the moment.
That's right. That's right. So how does your husband look at this as far as, you know, your career? Or, I mean, it's kind of a, you kind of took it later in life.
Very much so. Very much so. You know, I have to tell you, Dr. Gamblin, and you may feel very much this way about your husband too, but I married a man who is the salt of the earth. I can bring the craziest, most wild idea to him, and he'll say, honey, if it draws you closer to God and if it's what you need to do to fill your soul, then that's what you need to do. And so it makes me tear up a little bit thinking of how amazing he is in my life and the fact that God would bless me so undeserving of his mercy and grace and allow me the privilege of spending life with this amazing man. He is just so awesome, doctor. So I thank God for him every day.
You know, this is such a positive note to end on, because these kinds of creative things and outpouring of God's love don't happen in a vacuum. There's people behind you supporting you.
Amen.
And we just have to praise God for that. Those little acts of kindness when they do the dishes or pick up, do the clothes when you're there busy writing. It really is a gift. And I thank you so much for spending this time with us. Can you believe that the show has already come to an end? It's gone so fast.
No, I just appreciate the time. Thank you so much. What a privilege and a blessing for me. Thank you.
We have been talking to Carolyn Snelling and really reviewing her newest book called Lolly and Pop Find Kindness. It is the Fruit of the Spirit series, the first one, and we look so forward to the others. When they come, be sure and contact us, and we'll interview you again for our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Gamblin. God bless you and your audience.
Yes, I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
Amen.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.